Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valens bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, celebrating her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes 2016 is out right now, but also many other books that she has written. The big Idea book for small business owners, Building Small Business Credit, that's another great book that she's written, and Finance and Tax for Your Family Business, on and on, you get the picture. Barbara Weltman, WELTMAN.com is the website. Barbara, talk to us about unrelated business income that as it relates to our retirement plans and capitalizing our business. This is something most people don't know about, have never thought about.
Well, you're right, but some people have turned to their retirement plans as a source of capital for starting or expanding a business.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they can't get traditional funding, and they have no choice. And so here is a fat amount of capital sitting around, and technically it's perfectly legal to do this, to use your funds. And the way it usually works, just briefly, is you're leaving a corporate job where you built up a nice big 401k, and so you roll it over into an IRA or another company plan, and have that plan buy the interest in a business that you're going to start.
It has to be self-directed, though, right? You have to...
Precisely. You need
yeah.
a self-directed IRA, or you need to have the new company set up a qualified retirement plan, and you roll it into that. So you're right. It has to be done in a certain way. The point of it is to have the retirement plan own the business. You own the retirement plan. The retirement plan mm-hmm. owns the business.
So let me stop you for a second. What if it's a partial capitalization? What if it's not the full ownership? Can the retirement plan own half of the business?
Sure. It can own any part, any interest
right.
in the business.
So it could be a minority shareholder in the business, and you would still be the majority owner, for example.
Yes. It could be any way you want to set it up.
Right,
yeah, that's not the problem.
Right.
You have two main problems with this. One is, there was a tax court case that popped up today, of all days, about this, where you have to be very careful with how you deal with the plan. In this particular case, the owners guaranteed loans that were made, and it was a prohibited transaction. So all the funds in the IRA were treated as a deemed distribution.
Oh, my goodness.
And the
penalty.
10% penalty. Yeah, you got
wow.
it.
Wow, one signature on an inappropriate debt instrument triggered a major taxable event for that person.
Unbelievable.
And they lost in court.
They lost in tax court. Regular decision.
That could be thousands of dollars. It could be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's it. they're cooked.
No kidding.
So what you're saying is
if they signed a debt instrument that could have put that capital in jeopardy.
Right.
That's what the government's worried about, right? Because
you've
got this money that you've been is protected because you've been given credit for it. You've been given a tax deduction for it. That's sort of sacred money. And the government says, if you put it in jeopardy, then you've taken all that sacredness. You pierced that veil. We're going to give it back to you with a penalty.
Yep. That's what happened. So that's one of the issues. The
right.
other issue is that just because an IRA or a qualified plan is collecting, as owner, is collecting the business income, doesn't mean that it's tax-free like you normally think of, or tax-deferred,
right.
rather, as you normally think of as earnings in an IRA. You have what's called an unrelated business income tax, and effectively the plan has to pay income tax on the earnings because it's a commercial venture.
Proportional, and, right? So if the plan owns 33% of
whatever
the business,
its share is, sure.
And the business makes $10,000, then the plan has to pay tax on $3,300.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Is that an extra tax or is that just a tax?
That's the tax that they would pay for the year. But the core, the real trip up here is, remember, your IRA is a trust.
Right.
And so you're paying tax at the trust rates. So automatically, anything over, 12,000 something, taxed at the highest rate.
What?
Yep. So it's almost like a flat tax at
the
highest rate.
So if your tax is a certain level, if its portion is a certain level, you're going to be taxed at 39% or something like that.
Precisely.
Wow. 39.6%
Look, you get deductions against it, but
right.
whatever the net amount.
But if it's below that amount, what do you pay tax? What's the rate?
Well, there's a graduated rate, but it's
right.
very high.
Wow.
Steeply graduated.
They put some roadblocks up there so people won't do this as often as they would maybe.
Well, what's most interesting is that there was a government report that came out just about a month or so ago, or two
yeah.
months ago, showing the biggest downside to all of this is the loss of your retirement savings.
Right.
Because businesses don't necessarily make it.
That's the other thing. That's it.
That's the biggest downside.
That's right. And oftentimes they don't.
Right.
And also, when you turn 70, you have to start distributing out of it.
Yeah, once the business goes in, it's real hard to get it out.
Right, but you
and you got to take distribution.
You got to pay what's
required minimum distribution.
5%, and if the company's not making any money, that could be tricky. It could be tricky.
Betcha.
So hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back. I'm gonna ask Barbara a couple more questions about this after these messages. Tintel, BarbaraWeltman.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.